Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Do you have a New Year's resolution to help reach your fitness goals? It can really help to have world-class instructors like Nicole Griffin and Michael Brown choreographing classes with music from your favorite artists like Mr. Worldwide, Pitbull. And you get a community of hundreds of thousands of people who can help give you that extra push. Echelon Fitness gives you that. Echelon Fitness is the affordable way to get the workout equipment, the workout community, and the instructor's motivation right in the comfort and privacy of your own home. Their fitness app provides you thousands of live and on-demand classes with great music from your favorite artists, like, again, Pitbull, Old Dominion, and many more. With Echelon Fitness, you can work out anytime, day or night, and crush your fitness goals. Just pick your class, climb the leaderboard, cheer each other on, and give it your all. Echelon Fitness's world-class fitness instructors are supportive, engaging, and fun. They really know how to get you moving. They also have a full range of affordable workout equipment, including stationary bikes, smart rowers, sleek fitness screens, and the auto-folding treadmill, and they're all connected to provide the perfect Echelon Fitness experience. And right now, for a limited time, listeners of The Bracket, LCB, whatever you want to call us at this point, you get up to $650 off MSRP. To get this exclusive podcast discount, text LIGHTS to 818181. Text LIGHTS to 818181, and you can get up to $650 off MSRP. Remember, text LIGHTS to 818181. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details.
All right, welcome to The Bracket, a Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast. I'm one of your multiple co-hosts, Jeff D. Lowe, Ken Jack, Stephen Che, Coley, KB, Nick, Owen. We are doing food this week. I have to make a note off the top. I won't reveal any information, but there was a very funny joke. Not a funny joke, or a funny ask of me. They said, hey, would you like to do X bracket? Could be a sponsored integration. Don't have to do it for the show. You could just do it a different way. And I said, yeah, what would the bracket theme be? It would be places to poop. I swear to God. I said, we can't. I go, Norm, wait. Like, ask me a month ago, we would have done it. But who wanted to sponsor that? I wonder who.
The Porter John.
Yeah, they have some extra money lying around now.
Che has been banging the drum for this one for a while, which is a good one. We just hadn't done it. It is limited time offering food or see. We'll just say limited time offering. There's some blurred lines here because some of these places had for a while took off the menu. So we'll be a little lenient with that because there are some really good options here. 16 limited time offering fast food menu items. We're going to, I guess. Do we want to go best or iconic? Like, do we go?
Let's not pick. Let's not label any of it. Let's just go through how it makes us feel.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
and let's one kick seed the rules once we're in the finals.
Yeah, that's right. It's gonna. Yeah, it ends up being like it'd be like a Chipotle burrito wins it.
Now that we can get out and travel and take vacations and all of that fun stuff, we want to celebrate some of our favorite times by turning our new memories into art. When I heard about paintyourlife.com, I thought, that is an amazing idea for, you know, birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, all of that stuff. But I figured it must be expensive. But that's not the case. Traditionally, paintings are like, sometimes a little too expensive, stuff like that. But it's super affordable and the quality is amazing. If you want to give a really meaningful gift, you got to try it out. You can get a professional handmade portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price, or combine photos of people or places you love into one painting. You get to choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect. Their user-friendly platform makes it really easy to order custom-made, hand-painted portraits in less than 5 minutes. It's super, super fast. I know it's like hard to get sometimes a very personal gift for someone, and like, and no one likes getting gift cards or any of that stuff. And this is super meaningful. It's personal and it can be cherished forever. I got this for my girlfriend and I's anniversary this year, and I gotta tell you, she liked it way more than the sit-down chain restaurant gift card I got her last year. At paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't like the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word lights to 64,000. That's lights to 64,000. Text lights to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Terms apply, and they're available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text lights to 64,000.
McDonald's McRib, the one seat, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm not even a McRib fan, but like the McRib is, it's spawned cultural ref, like pop culture references. It's just one of those things. Like even if you don't eat the McRib, you talk about the McRib's back. It's just like a moment every year. The 16
seat. The second time I ever had blood in my stool was the when I had the McRib.
I'd spend barbecue sauce.
What was the first?
That.
The first time was I had 6 hemorrhoids at once. Okay.
I like how we just made a joke about talking about, we're like, oh, we're all pooped out. We're on bloody stool right off the bat.
Oops.
Going up against, if you're a fan of Light Camera Barstool, this is one of our favorite menu items of all time. I've never had it. I don't think I ever would have it. And that's the Burger King Yumbo. The Burger King Yumbo, for those who don't know what it is. It is Burger King's hot ham and cheese sandwich on a sesame bun. I'll be sending pictures. By the way, if you're watching on YouTube, we'll have pictures up of these items. If you're listening, Google it or imagine it. But I'll be sending the group on here. I'll be sending pictures as we go. If you've never seen the item, send your text messages. This seems like a pretty easy one. Would anyone on here eat the Yumbo, though? Again, I just sent you a picture of it. It's a sesame seed, like hero-style roll. It's similar to the roll that the Burger King uses for their chicken sandwich. Lettuce, mayo, cheese, and hot ham.
Definitely. I get this every single time over a McRib.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is definitely objectively a better food item than a McRib.
But I will caution you that it is cold cuts from a fast food place, which I think merits some caution.
Ham has like the lowest floor of any cold cut.
Yeah, very true. There's a lot of bad ham.
Really gross.
It's very true.
If we're going off of names, one is just the McRib. This is the Yumbo.
That's the thing, is it objectively has one of the best. Imagine if the Yumbo was like an unbelievable creation. Yeah. It would be as viral as anything just because of the name.
Mm-hmm. It's an all-time name.
If they change the name of the Whopper to the Yumbo, McDonald's is out of business tomorrow.
Out of business the next day.
Nothing really inventive about the McRib either. They just put Mick in front of the item.
Well, that's not true, Ken Jack. They've made the bones edible. You understand?
Just saying the naming process.
And
Yumbo's is way cooler.
Does anyone like the McRib, though? Che, you shook your head. Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Love
the
McRib.
Owen and Coley do. Okay.
Yeah.
What are
the bones made out of? Is it like a Fun Dip stick?
It's just more rib.
Extra rib.
You guys like the taste composite of barbecue sauce.
Mm.
Yeah, all it is.
Yeah.
Just eat barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
like Ribs Kid, one of the all-time great memes ever.
True.
You guys have seen Ribs Kid, haven't you?
Who's Ribs Kid?
You've never seen Ribs Kid? We'll send you a picture of Ribs Kid.
All right,
let's, as we're sending the picture, Ken Jackson, send everyone. Again, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see Ribs Kid. If you're listening and you've never seen Ribs Kid, pause the podcast. Google Ribs Kid real quick.
He's one of the most fascinating humans I've ever seen in my life.
So Ribs
Dad, son.
Coley, McRib against... I thought this would be a landslide. It sounds like Mr. KB is...
I'm voting for McRib.
Okay.
I'm not that crazy.
I mean, I feel like the Yumbo hit at such a perfect time of the internet. If the Yumbo comes out in the 90s, like, I don't even think we're still talking about it. Just the timing the Yumbo had was perfect. The McRib, you talk about an iconic piece of food. You like, you're taking what a lot of people perceive to be like the height of meats. And then you're like, if the McRib were at Arby's, I think people would just be like, yeah, this makes sense. The fact that it's at McDonald's and mass produced, you know, that is nothing close to rib meat, maybe not even meat at all. But it just works. When the McRib comes back, that's when you know, like the we used to be a proper country meme. That's what I think every time the McRib is back.
That's a great point.
My favorite thing that happens with the McRib is people always do like, it's like BuzzFeed will do like the deconstructing the McRib, like BuzzFeed blog, yeah, where it's clearly just a McRib with all the stuff washed off of it. So it's just like that really like muted brown, like McRib color.
It looks like the Subway veggie patty, which is a really horrific looking thing.
I'm going to go McRib too. McRib like transcends. McRib is so famous, it like transcends the limited time thing. So that's my vote. Ken Jack.
Yeah, I think I'd go with that as well. Because like, I think that McRib is like an iconic American food item. Like as much as like the Big Mac or something, I feel like if you like, go and be like ask a French person for a fast food, I'm like, oh, McRib, like that's your guys' thing in America. Like, yeah, it's one of those things to me.
Yep. So that's three. Che, you're voting for it.
100% McRib. I would definitely have a Yumbo. It looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. What's interesting about this draw is they're both actually on very similar sized buns, because McRib is not in a classic circle. It is very much in
long boy.
Yeah, the long boy.
This is like Kentucky playing like Eastern Kentucky in the first round. It's like there's some similarity, like not at all the same, but there's some similarities. Yeah. KB, you already said McRib. Owen, you like it, so that's a vote, I assume. Nick, any last comment?
What do you think of Ribs Kid, Nick? What do you think?
I don't think I understand Ribs Kid. It's just a boy eating ribs.
Yeah, so, it's Ribs Kid.
This is any boy eating ribs ever, this photo.
Look at the photo, though. It's just hilarious.
It's not that it's a boy eating ribs, it's just that it's Ribs Kid.
And I Google Ribs Kid.
He's like psychotic.
And he is the first result. So I just don't know. Yeah.
You get it.
How did he rise to prominence among other rib kids?
Oh, what did he do?
No, this picture makes sense.
I think since this, he's actually like gone to jail for murdering someone, but like, I'm not joking. Yeah, but I think he's just been viral for this one photo of him just eating ribs.
Why did this go viral? I agree with Nick and KB. Like, this is just like any man who's eating ribs.
It's Ribs Kid.
He's clearly a kid. He looks like it could be like a young adult.
Yeah, it's Ribs Young Adult.
Ribs Lad.
I can't even begin to explain Ribs Kid, but the Ribs Kid is so funny.
My vote was going to Yumbo, because if I miss out on the McRib, I know it's coming back next year. I am now grieving that I have never had a Yumbo, and you don't know when it's coming back.
The Yumbo came back after like being absent for 20 years, I think probably 5 or 6 years ago. I don't think it had enough of an impact to return again, but I will try it if it comes back. I also, just as we go forward here, big note, if you listen to this podcast and have for years, you know, Ken Jack and I, massive Burger King fans. So, I mean, no disrespect to Burger King when I make fun of the Yumbo. I do love Burger King.
Burger King had a stretch where they had a big time never say no look at life. Like any idea that was pitched in their boardrooms, they were just green lighting for like 15 years.
Yeah. They had like Captain Crunch mozzarella sticks and shit.
Those are actually pretty good.
I heard a rumor that the big McDonald's versus Burger King war. McDonald's spent like tens of millions of dollars doing all this geographical research, finding out where the best spots were to pick McDonald's to make McDonald's and like build them up. And Burger King was just like, let's just build across the street from them. So almost everywhere there's McDonald's and there's a Burger King very close to it.
You guys weren't kidding. Ribs Kid killed a guy.
Yeah, no, I told you, dude. I wasn't messing around.
I'll mention that.
Are those human ribs?
Maybe he's just fucking very enthusiastic about those ribs, which is what I think just makes it so funny. This guy just loves his ribs.
The McRib moves on. No shout out to Ribs Kid, as he is in jail for murder. The 8-9 matchup is
Ribs Kid's a West Virginian.
You didn't know he's a native son, and you didn't know about
he's from Mingo County.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he's a Mingo boy. Wait,
was Ribs Kid famous first and then he killed somebody?
Yes.
Famous for being yes. Ribs Kid.
How did he become famous?
Did the fame get to his head?
It's fine.
You guys have been giving us non-answers.
He's the only man in West Virginia who could afford ribs. That's what made
him famous. So happy.
I should have known he was from West Virginia because he's eating off a plywood dinner table.
Yeah, his bedroom and his kitchen are the same.
The easiest police investigation of all time. Just yeah. You know that ribs kid?
Thoughts everywhere.
Yeah. He's just fucking mouth is full of food. Like his mouth is wide open.
Oh, really?
Look at his mouth. He's just fucking.
No, it's not.
Food.
No, it's not, Ken Jack.
He doesn't even look that excited.
He's so excited. Too little sauce on his face.
It's sauce all over him.
The most regular.
He doesn't. He has hardly any sauce.
It's over his fingers, all over his face.
There's
ribs kid.
I will say, we've been talking about ribs kid on this podcast for years now, and I do have a rosy image in my head of him having a significant amount more sauce on or on his mouth.
Almost no sauce.
Yes, almost no sauce at all.
He's had like one bite of ribs.
I'm actually not convinced Kendrick didn't Photoshop some of the sauce off the picture before sending it to us.
I do feel like it's less sauce than I remember, but it's just hilarious.
All right, we got to move on. 8-9. This episode of Lights, Camera, Barstool is brought to you by Truebill.
All right, Truebill. How many subscription services do you have? The big question, because I don't know personally. I know I have a lot. And they do all add up. You probably sign up a lot during quarantine, during COVID, all that. And 80% of people have forgot they even have. There are subscriptions you have, I guarantee you'd be like, what the fuck even is this? Big way to save money. Truebill is the smartest way to manage your finances. Easy-to-use app, True, T-R-U-E, Bill. Review your recurring charges in one place, cancel subscriptions directly through the app, variety of tools to help you out as well. Come with the app, create a monthly budget, track, evaluate savings goals, automated savings, push notifications so you know when you're getting close to your budget, all that included. Multiple ways to save on your bills, and you will work with the top providers to negotiate and lower your bills, including AT&T, T-Mobile, Spectrum, all that. Bank level security, you'll feel good. You'll be like, damn, I didn't know I spent $200 more on subscriptions than I thought. Truebill has saved users over $50 million. The average person saves $720 per year with Truebill. Get started today at Truebill, TRUEBILL.com/lights. Take control of your finances and start saving at TrueBill.com/lights.
8-9 matchup. An item that has a Twitter account that actually recently liked an old tweet of mine begging Taco Bell for it back. That's the grilled stuffed nacho. Oh. The grilled stuffed nacho from Taco Bell going up against Starbucks unicorn frappuccino.
Get fucked. Get fucked. Loaded. Fucking that nacho was so good. My God.
The grilled stuff. I don't know why they stopped doing it. I mean, because it's all the stuff they have already, right?
That's all their things.
Like, that's the thing with Taco Bell. It doesn't matter.
They have the ingredients to make every item ever listed at Taco Bell.
Yes. So it's not like they had, like, I get if they do like a specialty where, I don't know, like they had like a Kit Kat, like quesadilla or some shit. Like, I get that. Cause like they don't normally have stuff, but like this was, it was a tortilla shaped like a nacho. It
differently folded tortilla.
When you go to Taco Bell, you just order a shape. You don't really order.
Yeah,
you're picking your shape.
Tell them what shape.
I go hexagon every time.
I mean, you can get this. Like, you can find a way to make this at any Taco Bell cantina, or if you just order on their app. But the fact of the matter was, the grilled stuffed nacho was like a bigger size than what you could get. You could do like a little burrito thing, but this thing was great. The unicorn frappuccino was viral for a little bit.
Not too long ago, probably like 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you drank it. The unicorn frappuccino overshadowed the Pokemon Go frappuccino. If you went in and showed that you were playing Pokemon Go, you were allowed to order the Pokemon Go Frappuccino. It's the same exact color as a Mewtwo.
I do not remember that.
Are you the only person who ordered that?
Maybe.
Oh my God, you're right. How the? See,
you're making it up.
This completely.
But it's not limited. You can go in at any time.
Still today?
Still order this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're playing Pokemon Go.
What was the last Mewtwo Frappuccino you've drank?
You have to swallow a whole lot of pride to order one.
still order one?
Yes, they're available at all Starbucks.
They're available at all.
I wonder how many I can open up Pokemon Go.
If you click on a Starbucks on Pokemon Go, it'll be like, try the Pokemon Go Frappuccino. It's the same color as Mewtwo.
This is the least publicized ad I've ever heard of.
Wow. It's the most sugar-filled drink at Starbucks. It changed colors when you drank it, but I don't think it holds a candle to the grilled stuffed nacho. Yeah. It was viral.
I love that you're going to Taco Bell cantinas and just figuring out a way to outsmart the staff to make the menu item that is no longer available.
Can you make an open face crunch wrap, please?
That's the thing. Like
Mexican pizza.
You can, which Mexican pizza that's coming back in March, apparently, or April.
Who cares?
Ooh.
I don't care. I hate it. It is gross, but
yeah, it sucks. You can't pick it up.
Good.
But yeah, if you want to talk about Cantina, like people are like, oh, this got off the menu. You can basically recreate anything on there. I once heard a guy pretty late at night, but I would like to think he was stone cold sober when he told his girlfriend or significant other. He's like, yeah, with these ordering machines, you can get anything you want. If you just want to get a tortilla, they'll make it for you. I don't know. That's an interesting example. You didn't really sell it hard there. You get a tortilla from Taco Bell. Owen, grilled stuffed nacho or the frap unicorn frap?
Grilled stuffed nacho.
Nick?
Grilled stuffed nacho. It's a good shape.
It is. KB?
Mexican pizza is a perfect circle, but this nacho.
Jay?
Grilled stuffed nacho for sure.
It moves on. I think that would have been
Why was the unicorn frappuccino viral? I forget why.
The calories, the sugar.
People posting about it nonstop on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff. I think that was basically it.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like your daily caloric intake?
Yeah, it's crazy sugar. And the colors changed. And it was like pink, so it like really stuck out. Anyway, the 5-seed. This is a strong 5-seed. This is where I'm saying the lines are blurred a bit. But I think this is a very okay thing to offer up, because they did technically take these away and they've never returned with the same name. These were a fucking phenomenon. And if you remember, McDonald's, big sponsor of the Olympics, these came out around when the 2004 Olympics came out. So these were on every fucking commercial. Chicken Selects. McDonald's.
Oh, those rocks.
Yeah.
Those were so
delicious.
Good.
Big time.
I'm glad we could all agree, because people who don't remember Selects, it's impossible to explain to them why they were so much better than any other tender that McDonald's came back out with.
They were fried like 4 or 5 times,
but they were kind of advertised as healthy.
They like invented. Yeah, they definitely were advertised as if they were like a healthy alternative to the other things that they offer, like, which is kind of funny.
They also invented
Bonchon, basically.
Fast food.
They were always significantly more hip, the people in the Chicken Selects commercials. Like, they just looked cooler. Yeah, they were older.
Yeah.
First time I ever saw a girl with a bull ring piercing was in a Chicken Select commercial.
Didn't they come in odd? Like, you could only get them in 3 or 5.
Three or five. And then how soon after did the snack wrap come out? Was that the same time?
No, that had to be like this was mid-2000s, I would imagine.
But that was snack Chicken Select, like, just in a snack wrap,
yeah,
right?
It was. They literally put one Chicken Select and they wrapped it. That, like, that's why they were healthy.
Shredded cheese.
And love. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's the 5-seed. It's going up against a 12-seed. A 12-seed that comes back probably once a year, though recently has been tied to World Series and NBA Finals promotions, which bothers me, because just bring it back. That's the Taco Bell Fiery Locos Taco. So it's not the Doritos Locos Taco. That's a menu item. That's a staple. Get it whenever. But the fiery one, that is my favorite Taco Bell item. That I love the fiery, because I like the regular crunchy tacos anyway. I love the Fiery Locos Taco. That shell is deceptively very, very fiery.
The shells shouldn't have flavor. I just need something to get into my mouth.
Oh.
But that hard taco is not good for that anyway. All it does is break apart.
Soft taco.
Soft taco, significantly better. I agree.
They should put the Dorito flavoring on the inside of the soft taco or the inside of the hard taco.
You're just asking. Powder it up.
Dorito, the taco, it's perfect.
You think it's perfect?
Doritos? Locos Taco?
Yes.
That worked incredibly well.
I would rather have a taco in a bag at a baseball game.
That's a whole different story.
It's the same ingredients, moron.
Whoa. It fucking works.
Whoa.
As a,
you could argue, though, if we did
if
all
you argued tacos in a bag or walking tacos being a fast food item, we can argue that because it should be somewhere.
Agreed.
Yes.
My only gripe with the Doritos Locos Taco is I don't know how that didn't happen 15 years sooner.
True.
It was staring everyone in the face.
They
right there.
You could argue, too, if we did like all time limited time, it was limited time for a while. Like it was a massive hit.
But we're driving like thousands of miles for them.
Yeah.
That seems like something that should have like came out to like promo the Goofy movie. Like
yeah.
That just makes a lot of sense for some reason.
I don't. This is tough because it is my favorite Taco Bell menu item. But the chicken selects were so fucking good, and every time they've tried to reinvent the chicken tender wheel, they've just failed miserably. So, what's the vote here, Coley? I'll start with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going chicken selects. There was, like you said, I didn't even know there were people who hadn't heard of them. I feel bad for those people because they'll never know. Maybe I don't feel bad for them. Maybe they should feel bad for me because I at least am still chasing that high that they never got to feel.
It's definitely worth to know.
Yeah,
right. I think I agree. But I'm still taking them. I still want them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For the sake of the vote, just to make it interesting, I'll say Locos Taco. But that's my favorite Taco Bell menu item, and I still almost voted Chicken Selects because they were that good. Ken Jack.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Chicken Selects here because I do think that pound for pound they're better, but I do think also that the Doritos Locos Taco was more influential for whatever that's worth. I don't think people were screaming about Chicken Selects to come back, although they should have been because Chicken Selects are amazing.
Yeah. Yep. Jay.
This is tough because I'm a big Taco Bell stan. I also love McDonald's, but Taco Bell is the king. And I love Doritos
Locos. Burger's the king.
Burger King's the king.
Doritos Locos Tacos are incredible. My Taco Bell order is one Crunchwrap Supreme, two Doritos Locos Tacos Supreme, obviously. But I don't typically get the fiery one, and obviously it's limited time. Right. I was big into the Chicken Selects, and I'm looking it up. The reason they were better is because they're advertised as premium quality 100% white chicken breast meat. So they're like,
why are you
real.
Doing a sexy voice right now?
Very sultry right now.
Is this a sexy voice?
Yeah.
You're being a little sultry on us right now.
You're in character as a Chicken Selects commercial actor.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you sound like a Chicken Select commercial.
This is my voice to not get up to the full decibel because my son's room is within somewhat of an earshot. So this is how I took down four women pretty much.
What were the buttermilk crispy tenders?
Uh-huh.
Buttermilk crispy tenders. I don't think
took down is whatever.
The buttermilk, yeah. The buttermilk does it.
The buttermilk is sour. That's what the new ones are, but they weren't the same. Che, so you're voting
Chicken Selects.
All right, so that's three for them. KB?
Chicken Selects.
All right, so Nick, Owen, your vote. So would you go on Chicken Selects?
Yeah, I think Chicken Selects are the reason McDonald's has the variety of dipping sauces too, because those came out with the Selects, right? So the honey mustard and the tangy barbecue and even the sweet curry, lest we forget.
So I completely forgot about that.
Even a young Owen was eating Selects back in the day. So it's
moves
on.
Let's talk a little bit about personal care. Before I found Hawthorne, I was basically this kind of disgusting pig because I would buy all these really kind of nasty drugstore products that would leave my skin all messed up and my hair super thinning, more thin than it already is, which is quite thin. But now my skin and my hair are looking way better, all thanks to Hawthorne. Hawthorne is a premium men's grooming brand that makes it really easy to just be your best with elevated skincare and hair care essentials that work for you as an individual. They believe it should be simple for you to find and use high quality products. So they built a quiz that's based on data from hundreds of thousands of customers to recommend products for your body chemistry, skin type, hair type, vibe and lifestyle. Let them recommend you some face cleansers, some moisturizers, and it helps you make your own custom routine. You can throw in your own personalized eye cream and conditioner to help add that, you know, little bit of extra luxury to your morning, along with cologne to make you smell better. To get started, build your personal profile by taking Hawthorne's quiz. I promise you, it's not like you're taking an SAT. It's very simple, very, very basic lifestyle questions. It's super, super easy, and at the end of the quiz, you'll get customized products tailored to your body, your skin, your hair, and your lifestyle. I sweat a lot, so I got a really, really good antiperspirant that also smelled awesome. I also got some facial cream, which worked great because I get some bags on my eyes, and a bunch of other stuff too, which all work great. Hawthorne also stands by their customers, so if you're not completely satisfied, they'll retail your products for free based on your feedback and pay for the shipping, so there's truly no risk. Elevate your personal care today by taking Hawthorne's quiz. Go to hawthorne.co and use promo code LIGHTS to get 10% off your first purchase. That's Hawthorne.co, promo code LIGHTS. Hawthorne.co, promo code LIGHTS.
McDonald's versus Burger King again in the 4 versus 13 matchup. This is a seasonal item, limited time, but mostly known for seasonal. That's a McDonald's Shamrock Shake. Nick, not a fan. So this is big. If you don't like mint desserts, obviously you really aren't gonna like the Shamrock Shake. I asked for the mix, half chocolate, half shamrock. So I prefer it. Against Black the Burger tan. King. The what?
A dark and tan.
The 13 seed is the Burger King Halloween A1, the A1 Burger King Halloween Whopper. This is the one with, it may not have been A1. It's the Halloween Whopper had the black bun.
Yeah.
And I said we wouldn't talk poop, but it did make people's poop green. And it was quickly removed from the menu. However, it was well known for a little while because it was doing that. In fact, thoughts. I mean,
what, was it an activated charcoal bun? Was it a teeth whitening burger?
You take it after you're like OD. It's like getting me a fucking a black bun ASAP.
Fentanyl out of you.
You thumbs down the Shamrock Shake.
You shouldn't drink mint.
Yeah, your favorite candy is circus peanuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be an awesome shake. And I've pitched that to McDonald's so much. And I've had DMs going back to 2014 trying to get DQ to make a circus peanut blizzard. Then I tried to make it on my own, and they just freeze instantly, and they are hard as a rock. It is not a good blizzard. They're better standalone.
Jay, you thumbs up. I think you nominated these, and Ken Jack, you just like these are on, I think, everybody's. There were four that really stuck out on all the lists we had, and this was one of them.
Shamrock shakes are great. When I 2009, 2010, when I lived in the city, and I lived in Stuytown, which was right across from McDonald's. And regularly, if I ever had a basketball game, I'd play basketball, go home and have the Shamrock Shake for dinner. Shamrock Shake's great. Very tasty milkshake that's filling, and it has the whipped cream that comes with it on top and a cherry. Shamrock Shake all the way. Give you a tummy ache a lot, but worth it.
The thing is, you were playing basketball for 2 hours and you only ate a Shamrock Shake after.
Yeah.
That's the tummy ache, Jay. Just
flooding yourself with lactic acid. What's wrong? Why does my body feel this way?
I would do it repeatedly, so.
It's even worse.
I only ever really had it with the chocolate. Anyone else have a strong take on the Shamrock Shake?
Yeah, it's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
It's vanilla is the best flavor of shake. Quit trying to fuck with
greed.
It.
I like it.
Would love to have a cookout shake now. Well,
in a vote against the Burger King Halloween Whopper, what do you go with, Foley?
Oh, I'm taking the Halloween Whopper. What? Well, this, like I said, there was a stretch where Burger King had a very much say yes to everything, and they didn't see why a burger, like, it looked like they were unveiling a burger that they hadn't like shown the light on.
Yes. You haven't unlocked the bun yet.
It was just blacked out. And then, like, I can't imagine what kind of lunatic orders such a thing, but man, oh man, what a hilarious really idea. Funny.
I'm looking at it now. It's pitch black.
Yeah,
I don't remember this. It looks like a fucking mold infestation.
have you ever seen like those viral videos would be like, this is like the darkest like version of
like Vanta Black or whatever it is.
Vanta
Black,
that's like the Burger King burger was like pretty close to that.
Yeah.
I think in SpongeBob, Gary made a burger once that was supposed to be like the grossest looking thing ever. It was a gray slime, and the Burger King looks much worse.
I thought you were going to say the pretty patties.
The pretty patties is where I thought you were going as well, which is very funny. So I think that might have parodied that for all we know. Oh, wait, no. It's definitely SpongeBob episode is definitely way older than the Halloween thing.
The bun has A1 baked into it.
Okay, I knew A1 was involved. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because the logo is that. H-A-1 Loween Burger. So, boy.
And what is the slogan? Feed your nightmares.
Your nightmare is a pitch black shit, then yeah.
Feed your nightmare.
So what's the Cole, you're going Whopper, Ken Jack. I'm going to go Shamrock Shake.
So, like, it's one of those things where, like, I know the Shamrock Shake is better, right? Or, like, as far as, like, iconic one-time item or limited time right off first go. But I think the Halloween Whopper is so much funnier. And I don't... Oh, fuck. Whatever. I'm going with the Halloween Whopper. Got to go with my gut.
Che, I tried to help. You gonna tie it up 2-2?
Oh, I already voted for Shamrock Shake. Okay. Halloween Whopper is very funny, though.
KB?
I'm going the Whopper. I'm looking at it now.
Nick and Owen, you rounded off Whopper.
I'm mesmerized by this Whopper. It is so dark.
moves on to decide the final four, McRib versus the grilled stuff nacho. McRib fans, make your case, Owen.
Yeah. First, the grilled stuff nacho. I mean, yeah, it's just like a similar vehicle. You could still get that when that one's not available. There's nothing like the McRib.
There was, like, while we're saying that, when you got to the end of the grilled stuff nacho, there was this like buildup of cheese that was ready to explode in your mouth in that last bite. Like there was just something about how your bites would pack everything into that last little corner that you do not get with like a Crunchwrap Supreme.
It's or like the bottom of a king cone when you save all the
Yeah. Which I bought those over the summer. You can buy just the end of those cones. And then one of our coworkers, Big T, who, if you don't know Barstool, he's a very tall man from Georgia.
Georgia.
deep Southern accent. Very tall guy. He ordered the same thing, and the company never sent him the packages. So now he's anti-bottom of the king cone or whatever. What's the other name for those cones?
Drumsticks.
There you go. It's a solid point, Coley. I really want the grilled stuff nacho back. Coley, what would you vote for here?
I'm going to go McRib.
Okay. Ken Jack?
I'm going to go with McRib as well.
KB?
Yeah, McRib.
Yeah, McRib. McRib is McRib is the king of... I mean, it's a one seed for a reason. They run into something that beats it, though. Chicken Selects versus the Halloween Whopper. The Halloween Whopper is funny as shit.
It's so funny. Because, like... That's the last color you want any of your food to be.
Really?
That either signifies mold or that it's burnt or poison.
Is anyone on here champion burned popcorn?
Oh, no.
No way.
Does anyone champion that?
No.
Yeah. You've heard that. People are like, I love the burned popcorn piece.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow. Lunatic, Steven.
My
you
God.
Like Rib Kid.
You know what's never good is when the advertising picture of the food already looks bad. Because even the worst item at a fast food chain...
I'm deep into Google and looking at, like, these ones. The ones that are taken by, like, razors.
Remember that store we saw that was just using Chick-fil-A pictures for their chicken sandwiches?
Yeah, just copyright.
There is a restaurant by the Barstool office... And their advertising board for the sandwiches and food they sell are all very clearly just taken and cropped out of real fast food chains. Like they're like, come try our chicken sandwich. And you can just see the Popeyes logo underneath the chicken sandwich that they're showing on the board. I mean, it's why not? Look good. So it seems like, I don't know where we stand. KB, you're going the Burger King Whopper, it seems.
First the Selects. Damn, because I forgot all about the Selects, and now I'm remembering how good and cool they were.
That's what I keep saying. Don't forget how cool they were.
Cool. They were. I remember them being hip for some reason.
So what's the vote?
I'm going to go the Selects.
Selects. Oh,
Yeah, I'll go with the selects as well. The one thing is, they weren't that cheap.
Mm-hmm. No, you were paying a premium.
They're like, it was over a dollar like a Whopper select, meal.
Was it not?
Oh, yeah.
Nick?
Oh, yeah.
That burger, the bun is so black, and it's funny. But when I was in Tijuana with Donnie, they had just released very late the Kong vs. Godzilla burger at Burger King. And the Kong burger had a black bun as well, but it was sesame seedless. So it was true black. You could see your reflection in it. And so, you know, I think it's been one-upped. So I have to go with the selects.
Okay. Jay?
Damn. Chicken selects are really tasty. But, I mean, I like Whoppers too. And the fact I've never had this, but the fact that it has A1 baked into the bun, I would try it. It looks disgusting, but I would try it.
If they bring it back, I'll try it for sure.
So I'm just imagining what it would taste like, and I think it's going to taste pretty good. So I'm going to go with the Halloween A1 burger. A1 Whopper, sorry.
So that seems it's 3-1 now. Ken, Jack?
I think when it comes down to it, I like the selects were better, and the other one's just like a Whopper with a slightly different tasting bun. So it's very hard for me to pick that.
Whoppers are good.
The idea, Whoppers, yeah, I agree completely. But at the same time, I just miss selects more. But they never gave you pitch black shits. So it's a real Sophie's choice situation.
No, they'd be green.
Yep, even better. I'm going to go chicken selects.
Selects moves on to the final four. And then lastly, the top half of the bracket, McRib versus chicken selects. I'm going selects. I'm saying her out the top.
I am as well.
There's a McRib hive here, though.
I'm going McRib.
Owen also have that look on their face, too.
Well, like, yeah, did you see that? I think it was fake, but there was an advertisement going around, I think yesterday, where it was like the land, air, and sea burger from McDonald's, where it was like a filet of fish, chicken, and burger all on one.
Okay.
Picturing like you just get the filet of fish out of there, you get the McRib in there with a chicken select on top of it.
Cook them a guess. I kind of like that.
Yeah, that would be unreal.
popularity. I just looked up the menu on hackthemenu.com, and it's popularity medium low for the land, air, sea air burger. not a hot item.
Not a hot item.
The McRib is great, but it comes with pickles, and pickles are disgusting. So give me the chicken select.
All right, 3-2, KB.
I'm gonna spin it. I think selects are better, but I think the McRib transcends what food is, and it's become more of a cultural phenomenon that's more popular than most fast food places' best item that's permanent. McRib.
Ken Jack, deciding vote.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be McRib. It absolutely has to be McRib. It's the limited food item, and it's very hard for me to even think of voting against it.
Bottom half of the bracket, we got to decide the 14. So I'm going to read off the nominees really quick here. I want snap takes. Arby's venison sandwich, which nobody on here has had.
Not 0% chance any of us have had that.
How limited was that?
A day.
So the game ran out, I guess.
Yeah. Burger King's mac and Cheetos, which were like Cheeto puffs filled with mac and cheese. Burger King's Satisfries. That was their crinkle cut French fries that were a lower calorie. McDonald's fish McBites. Mm-hmm. Which is just the filet of fish in bite form. McDonald's McDLT, which we'll circle back to that in a second here. We may have a way to convince us to vote for that. McDonald's McPizza, which is still sold in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
McDonald's Mighty Wings. Those are their chicken wings. Taco Bell's Apple Caramel Empanada.
Ooh.
Taco Bell's Beefy Crunch Burrito. Great item. Taco Bell's nacho fries, which are associated with Josh Duhamel, the actor, which means they're associated with Fergie. Taco Bell's quesalupa, which was their chalupa, which the shell is just a quesadilla. And then Wendy's frescatas, which were their ciabatta sandwiches, which didn't really take off.
I kind of liked it, if I remember correctly.
The McDLT has a commercial that none of those items
can have.
And I'm not saying I'm voting for it, but I feel like it would be unfair if I didn't offer up the commercial. If you're not watching, you can still get a good sense of this if you just listen to it. Here is the commercial for the McDLT.
Hey, you say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep the hot, hot.
Keep the cool, cool.
McDLT. McDLT. Hot beefy McD. Cool crisp LT. McD. LT.
It's a good time.
Hot beefy McD.
For the great taste.
Cool crisp LT.
Of McDonald's.
Could be the best tasting lettuce and tomato hamburger ever.
New McD.
That song didn't catch on. It is Jason Alexander with a full head of hair.
Mm-hmm.
The McDLT was delivered to customers in a massive, cumbersome styrofoam box where half of the burger was on the left and it was all the cool stuff. Keep the cool, cool, the lettuce, tomato, all that. And then the right was the other side of the bun and the hot patty. It didn't sell well.
So it was a hamburger.
Yeah, what is
it? It's just a cheeseburger.
What were they advertised?
Food like on the spot.
You know, like how big the complaint market was of people being like, I got warm lettuce, man. I'm not shopping to eat at McDonald's anymore. It's huge. It solved a big problem. I just love the idea too of like in late 80s, whatever. All these people trying out for this commercial that are like actually good at singing and dancing. And then like Jason Alexander waddles in and he's like, yeah, this is our guy. We need this guy singing and dancing, advertising our burger.
This guy's a fucking star. So is there any of the ones I mentioned? Venison, Mac and Cheetos, Satis Fries, McBites, McDLT, McPizza, Mighty Wings, the Empanada, Crunch, the Beefy Crunch Burrito, Nacho Fries, Quesalupa, Frescot. Anything sticks out?
McDLT for sure.
Is the Quesalupa the same thing as the triple lupa? Do you remember that? It was like perforated, three different chalupas in one. You got to rip off what piece you wanted.
The Quesalupa is the quesadilla is the queso, the shell. There's cheese in the chalupa shell.
It's delicious. Got a good blend of soft and crunchy. Almost like a cheesy gordita crunch, except cheesy gordita crunch is way more manageable.
That'd be the one I would vote
for. What does the D stand for in DLT?
Just McDonald.
McD and then
I thought the D was going to be an item.
No, it's just
lettuce and tomato on a burger, which is just a burger.
What's the D?
It's McD, like Donald.
Also known as the McDeluxe. The McDeluxe, which that doesn't roll off the tongue.
Does anyone remember the McDonald's Big and Tasty?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a limited time, but that's... Real ones. Remember that.
That was pretty much the same thing. Was the Big and Tasty pretty much the same thing as a Big Mac or a quarter pounder or something? What was?
I think it was like a better quarter pounder.
Yeah, better meat.
It was to compete with the Whopper, right?
No, that's the. Did they
turn into the Angus burgers?
Maybe.
Because I think they're called like Angus. Angus burger, like Jeff, third pounders. Forgot
a limited item. Wow, if this feels like the time to say it, considering do you guys remember the quad stacker from Burger King?
Yeah. BK stackers.
They had a double, a triple, and then if you were a man, you got a quad stacker.
Quad.
That's why my health is where it is today.
Stackers cut all the bullshit out. It was just the cheese, maybe a little bacon, a little fat.
And a sauce.
The Thousand Island song. Ooh.
Yes.
Damn. That's a good pull, Holly.
All right. Executive decision. Do we go Quesalupa or the stacker?
I say stacker.
Damn it. This is tough. I feel like you could still get a four patty cheeseburger at Burger King.
No one's allowing. That's not illegal anymore.
But, I feel like you can still do it. So no, I think I'd have to go with the Quesalupa.
Owen?
The Stacker. I like the
Cole. Stacker?
Yeah.
Nick? Yeah, Stacker.
Yeah, it's just Stacker.
Yeah, BK Stacker. Okay, that's the 14 seed. It's going up against I think you can still buy this at some places. I thought it was permanent. It's apparently not. And that's the KFC Double Down. KFC Double Down was obviously that was chicken as the bun, and then which is cheese and bacon, right?
Yeah. And a sauce.
And a sauce. I mean, this was a phenomenon. This was a huge deal. It was everywhere. This was viral even before like social media, everything was viral or whatever. This was a huge deal. They brought it back, I think, earlier this past year. I think in terms of being iconic, the Double Down does that. That's my vote. I don't like the Double Down. Not my thing.
What does it get served in? Like, is it like wax paper?
Yeah.
That's but tough.
There's a reason it's the other way around.
Right.
Because your hands don't touch greasy meat. And
it is such greasy chicken. I agree with you.
When gross. When the Double Down was announced, how many like monologue punchlines did Jay Leno have?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I have I'm like not mildly under the weather, so I'll see if I can do it. You guys hear about this this KFC Double Down?
You tell me the
chicken's the bun?
When this was announced, it was presented to the wrestler world as the end times. Like this was America's gone too far. We will never
even Nick's favorite, I think, fast food, if not fast food, KFC item, the bowl, right? The famous bowl.
Love a famous bowl.
Bowl was great.
The famous bowl, though, for a while was clowned like that too. They're like, they're putting it all in a buck, but now it's the menu item. It's normal.
Famous bowl is awesome.
Yeah, that's the best.
Famous bowl rules.
What's the vote here? Down. Are we all going Double Down on the sweep just out of how iconic it is?
Yeah, that's gotta. But I feel like it feels like a phony.
Yeah, I'm not voting for that shit.
It was more of a marketing ploy than a menu item.
Yeah, that's trash.
And I agree. I think it's trash.
It was terrible.
It's the same as like the Instagram accounts who use donuts as buns, and it's not
practical. Yes. That spawned it. This was the original stunt food. The original.
The worst.
Yeah. Type. People. Yeah, this is like a county fair ass food.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. You're right. Like a KFC, like a really rich KFC executive, like accidentally went to a fair once and was like, "Oh shit, look at this." All right, so Owen, you're going Double Stacker, Nick.
The Double Down. I was amused by it at first when I was blind, but now I see. But it is. More iconic. It has made more of an impact on me than the Stacker.
Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Double Down. It was awful.
Jay?
Double Down. Can you imagine how popular it'd be if like one of these like Chick-fil-A or Popeyes or one of these places that like the quality of the chicken is superior believed to KFC would have come out with this? I feel like it would have been very in vogue.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I like KFC, but I'll tell you what. Out of all the places we've talked about, if you give me the worst of all these places, when KFC is bad, it's fucking bad. It's when the quality of you get like strips or something. When it's bad, it is.
It's just pure
they
oil.
Take big hacks. They take big hacks and they don't always connect.
Yeah. No. Ken Jack.
I think I'm going to go with the Double Down. Just because I think I had it in high school, if I remember right, and it was terrible.
God, you are the prototypical Double Down in high school kid.
Yeah,
you were what they were made for.
We drove really far out of the way in like our lunch period to go get it, and got it as fucking disgusting, shit my pants, and just never got it again. But it was like such a cultural moment. I feel like I have to pick that.
Somehow the cheese was cold inside.
Always, it's like a hot pocket. It's a big meat hot pocket.
Yeah. Moving on, these 6 versus 11. This, I actually am sad that this is off the menu and it's allowed to be on here. And that's Taco Bell's Loaded Grillers.
Those are so good.
They came out with these back, I was, I think, a senior in college. Taco Bell's Loaded Grillers. You can still sort of make them if you go to a cantina. You can just hobble together the ingredients because they're all, like I said, you can make anything. But the Loaded Grillers, there was 3 of them. They had the beef, cheese and tortilla strip. They had the chicken one with the sour cream and then like their chipotle, and then they had the loaded potato griller. They were $1 each. Great fucking deal. They were so damn good. Beefy nacho, loaded potato, and spicy buffalo. And then the 11 seed, this is like the selection committee when there's like a when they have like a conflict of interest, like, or like fucking, you know, the bracketology guy Joe Lenardi, like when he helps like get St. Joe's in the fucking tournament because he like teaches there or some shit. I kind of, Che did offer this one up, but DQ's greatest blizzard of all time for me is the Jurassic Chomp Blizzard. And if they don't bring it back with this new fucking Jurassic Park movie this summer, I'm going to be very upset.
The Nerds Blizzard was the best that they took off. Nerds Blizzard was fucking incredible.
The worst. And then they got to be the worst.
No, that was amazing.
It has to be the worst.
Nerds. Horrible.
The second worst only to Circus Peanuts.
No, the worst was the Haley Joel Osment chocolate chip.
That was.
Oh, and are you a Nerds Blizzard believer?
No one is.
No, I love Blizzards and Nerds, but not together.
Just not good. What's the wait? It's just vanilla with Nerds?
That's disgusting.
Yeah, vanilla with Nerds. Have a
double down with McRibs as the buns.
Ooh, now we're talking.
Okay, the Jurassic Chomp Blizzard was little peanut butter balls covered in chocolate.
Very good.
In your Blizzard, I get it with chocolate. I mean, it just. Well, like it's my favorite Blizzard ever. Hopefully it comes back with the movie. But was anyone a Loaded Grillers person? The Loaded Grillers were my favorite thing at Taco Bell for the longest time.
There's something in the way that they like, I think they have like whatever the timer is on the burrito press or whatever the machine they use. But like they always have the perfect amount of like pressed crispiness, I guess you would call it, at the end of like the tortilla. It's delicious. I have to go with the grilla for sure.
You know, the thing is, you can redo them now, but you're not going to get that like the timing is off.
Yeah.
Che, Blizzard guy though?
Not a huge Blizzard guy, but the Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Chomp, let's say. You know, we gotta say it right.
Fuck that name. That's like when Pringles did Mary Pringles when they put it on Mary Chipness. Fucking, there's better options than Jurassic Chomp.
Yeah, if it doesn't rhyme, it at least has to have the same beginning letter or end letter.
What's everyone voting for here?
Jurassic Chomp Blizzard.
Ken, Jack, you're going Grillers?
Mm-hmm.
Coley?
Give me the Chomp.
All right, 2-1, KB?
The Grillers.
Nick?
Grillers weren't they? Were they less than $1 each?
They were $1.
That's amazing.
They were better than the regular menu items.
Yes. Last four items here. 7 versus 10. The McDonald's snack wraps, the 7 seed. Another one that really shouldn't even be on here. I don't know why it's not on the menu. And then the 10 seed. I actually think this is one of KB's, or either Nick or KB. One of you hates this. That's Taco Bell's Naked Chicken Chalupa. That's where the chicken is the bun, is the shit.
Oh, that's fucking disgusting.
I hate it.
It's
too.
Really, it's Taco Bell's. It's Taco Bell's double down. That's basically what it is.
Yes.
Yeah, it's even worse, maybe.
I think it's worse.
This one is so bad.
Yeah.
Any chicken where it's like pre-folded like that, where it has the ability to like crease and fold perfectly like a taco. Mm-hmm. People love it though.
It's weird because keto people do this.
It's actually kind of smart. Theoretically, I think it would be good because, and I've never actually had it. I wish I did. But like, I think it would be better than a regular taco because it's essentially just a soft taco, but with chicken as a bun. Because the one thing that's I hate gross. About a hard taco is that it fucking shatters into a trillion pieces like a Nature Valley granola bar. It's disgusting.
I think the chicken shattered. It was shatterable chicken.
How does a chicken shatter?
Yeah, it did. I don't know.
You trust me.
I want to say, I wish they had bring him back.
Cole, you were a snack wraps guy, right?
The people I went to McDonald's with frequently were. There's far too much vegetation in them for my liking, but I understand the appeal. I did have a couple, and I think those were $1.
They were $1, I think. I think you're right. Yeah. I think the three horsemen of the dollar menu items: Burger King's tacos, loaded grillers and the snack wraps.
I associate the snack wraps with the game. Was it was that Monopoly or there was a peel off game?
Yeah, the Monopoly game.
Monopoly.
You just forgot about McDonald's Monopoly?
Was that the only item that you could get the Monopoly with?
Oh, every item.
They sell. Boxed items.
Right? Uh-huh. Boxed item.
Huh.
You couldn't get
that. That was wrapped.
Oh, it was wrapped.
Oh, yeah.
But you can get it on like
hash browns, you could.
Hash browns, yeah.
Cups.
The the McDonald's Monopoly, I watched the documentary, but man, was that just disappointing as a fast food junkie.
I'm waiting for the movie.
I've never seen a documentary that didn't need to be fucking 10 episodes more than the McDonald's Monopoly documentary. It was like,
that was 10 episodes?
It was so long. They're like, and listen to the podcast breakdown after. No, just tell me. Just tell me.
Is that shorter than the John Adams one?
I think episodes on the venison burger. I would rather watch that.
So what's everyone vote for, Coley?
It was snack wrap versus what?
The naked chicken chalupa.
Oh, give a fuck. Snack wrap.
Snack wrap.
Everyone snack wrap. Snack Matt wrap. Moves on. Yeah, and snack lastly.
Wrap. Snack wrap's downfall was that you could get it grilled or crispy. Getting it grilled was just not it.
Disgusting.
Not
Oh, I'd be a grilled guy.
I know, but you're just a minority in this situation.
Last one.
Minority in a lot of situations.
I thought about that the second I said it, and I'm like, I can't make that joke.
lastly, Starbucks is back again. The pumpkin spice latte, the 2 seed against the 15 seed. McDonald's McSoup. McDonald's McSoup. I've sent you a photo of the McSoup, which seems to just be. I don't even know what it is.
I love the McSoup, man.
The McDonald's McSoup, which
that has pieces of banana in it.
So. Yeah, that's no veggie.
Yeah, what else could that be? Bok choy? What is that?
No, that's literally just a banana slice.
Is this real?
That's not real.
The McSoup is absolutely
what
real.
What year was this?
Coley mentioned it earlier before we started the pod, and I wanted to make sure. I was like, all right, I was trying to talk you off it so we could mention the McSoup.
This can't be real. That broth is so clearly tap water.
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
There's no way this is a standard American item, was it? This had to be somewhere else.
That's the mop bucket, and then just would wring it out.
This can't be real.
Miso water.
Oh, the McSoup. Oh, my God. It's so gross.
I respect McDonald's so much. Like, they're not even really a food company, but God damn it, they'll take anything, throw a Mick in front of it, and they'll sell it to you.
We didn't even talk about the McSpaghetti, one of the all-times.
McSpaghetti, right. McSalad shakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
The salad shakers, that was the downfall of McDonald's and the supersize me, because that's where he found a hair in the salad shakers.
Yeah,
he's like, these are like the highest menu I'm. I know he's your friend, Nick, but fuck Morgan Spurlock.
He's my guy. Morgan Spurlock?
What? Yeah, we DM.
Every new picture I see the McSoup looks grosser and grosser.
Oh, my God. It's just disgusting. Yeah,
have you been to that McDonald's in Orlando?
I have.
What did you think?
I mean, I think it's McDonald's current flagship. I may be wrong, but the old flagship was the Rock and Roll McDonald's in Chicago, which any Chicago listener knows.
McDonald's is huge.
Yeah, but it's not. It got I actually walked by it with Carl in the summer. I forgot. I think they remodeled it. They didn't. It doesn't look like it used to.
There's an escalator in it.
I've still never had the McPizza from the Orlando one, and I would love to try it.
Did I ever tell you guys I was the first citizen to have the Sloppy Joe from White Castle?
No way.
Columbus was the test market, and they announced it. I went, and they were like, it comes out tomorrow, but if you like sign this, you can try it. And I did. And it was so bad.
Was that when you were working at Ohio State?
Yeah.
Columbus is like very famously in the industry, like in the world of liking fast food restaurants as much as I do. But Columbus is like that. They always test out items there.
It is the like market. Yeah.
The fucking Spurlock chicken movie you made me watch. Don't they build that fake chicken place in Columbus?
Well, I think you're right. Yeah.
Probably, pretty sure they do.
Yeah.
I'm never going to ask you to come on the podcast. Like, hey, you got to watch the Morgan Spurlock follow up to Supersize Me.
Supersize Me Too?
Supersize Me Too. What was it called? Like, Cluck Yeah?
Yeah.
No. I think it was a worse pun.
It was worse. It was definitely worse.
I think if the other pun that we talked about earlier was bad, this one, Holy Chicken.
Holy Chicken. It's even worse. I should have done Cluck Yeah.
All right. Here we go. We gotta narrow it down to pick a winner. Pumpkin Spice Latte or McSoup?
It's got to be the McSoup.
The McSoup's about to win the whole damn thing. KFC double
down. If you got a toy grillers with it and it just like floated in there.
Double down versus loaded grillers. The 3 versus the 6.
The loaded grillers kept me alive in college.
Loaded they grillers were phenomenal.
I'm going loaded grillers. I know, Owen, you probably are. You think the double down is a fraud.
Imagine showing up to the first day of jury duty and you're like, is that Ribs Kid?
Yeah, that's do you have any conflict? You have any conflict of interest here? Yeah, I think that's a mid-level meme that I once saw.
Yeah. That I send to my friends all the time.
Anyone else voting grillers? Is that a win for grillers?
Grillers.
Okay. The snack wraps versus McSoup. Are we just moving McSoup on?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I assume does McSoup just also beat Taco? Is it McSoup versus McRib? You got to think that the McSoup guy was a rival of the McRib guy within McDonald's Corporation.
What's weirder is that.
I think the McSoup guy had lower aspirations than the McRib guy.
Yeah, I bet McRib is like the overachieving younger brother or something.
I disagree only because the McRib, I feel like you can make using the current facilities of McDonald's, but McSoup, if you want hot soup, like you need to install all new fucking machinery into your kitchen. Like that was such a bigger ask. Yeah, to keep the soup warm.
You need new machinery for soup.
They have to keep it warm in that thing. Like you get it soup at any restaurant or wherever you get it in it. That could fucking keep it in a bucket and just microwave it every time. They gotta keep it like
this. Yeah, you can.
There's no way they kept
that a can opener.
Wait, is there a McSoup guy?
No, you don't. Have you ever gotten like soup from like
one chef in the back working on a pot of soup all day?
I'm literally just talking about a hot vat that they keep the soup in.
He's just spinning his ladle on his finger, waiting for somebody to order McSoup.
Yeah. Nope, nothing. All right.
Still no takers, huh? Day 500. No,
he always walks up to the front. Did somebody order the McSoup just now?
Hey, no. Hey. Oh, this. Nope.
It's just in the back, just cutting a banana.
Just put a fresh bunch into this one.
So much like the Wizard of Fries, the McSoup has upset all odds to face the McRib, and I believe it is the champion.
Yeah.
Once again, the last thing mentioned in the field wins the bracket. The McDonald's McSoup, which again, if you're listening and you haven't seen the picture, you just gotta Google McSoup. Any photo will likely do.
Mm-hmm.
There's also
and McRib kit.
Hold on, I want to find the promotional photos for the McSoup. Like, what was their best?
They're like
soup?
All in Russian.
Oh my god. The fucking McSoup. The McLobster, that's always up there in the upper parts of New England, Coley, if you ever want to go try that.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, up here, they just call it a lobster roll. They don't even throw the Mick in front of it. And, like, they have to use actual lobster for that. So everyone I know who's had one says, like, yeah, it's actually, like, half. Like
they're serving, like, a real item.
Yeah, it's just, like, a small amount of lobster. And they're like, yeah, it's actually quite good for what it is.
Oh.
Mm. I still kind of want to try McSpaghetti if they ever bring that back.
Yeah.
I would be willing to spend $100 if somebody has an old McDLT styrofoam box. I would buy that
eBay right now.
I would absolutely buy that right now. See, that's a day. The McNugget kids, Brandon Walker, McNugget buddies, has like all of them. Iconic.
Why? I'm thinking back. Why would somebody be like, I got to save this McDLT styrofoam box just in case?
One day. That's it. That was a fun one. I can talk fast food chains for hours.
Yeah. The only thing that I wish got a little bit more shine, the caramel apple empanada. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
At Taco Bell decided that had its time in the sun and we needed to move on as a society. That person should be killed.
But they're bad. Taco Bell's not great with dessert stuff. And they taste good, but they're never great at leaving them on the menu.
Right. Mm-hmm. But the empanada, I mean, that was another $1 item and they were fucking delicious. They would burn the shit out of anything that caramel touched. But man, oh man, once you got over that initial scalding, you were good.
The cinnamon twist, though, ass, in my opinion. Terrible. One of the worst things that they made.
I think those were like fucking 10 dust.
Yeah. Cinnamon balls?
No, the twists.
Twists.
The twists are ass. Yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah. I grew up thinking they were amazing, and I had them again recently. I had them at the mall. Owen, what's that mall called?
Roosevelt Field.
Yeah, Roosevelt Field Mall on Long Island. Nick and I went to the mall, and I had them for the first time in a while because the Manhattan Taco Bells don't have them. They were horrible.
Terrible.
Guys, teens? Why are we at the mall together?
We went to Nick got a Pickle Rick body pillow. We left.
Ah, all right.
No, we watched. Reasonable? We watched a kid not able to ice skate around the ring.
No, that was a different mall we went to.
Oh, that was.
We went to
Mall Across America.
That was the Xanadu. That's the American Dream Mall.
Oh yeah, that one we just went. And we walked around and went through the House of Mirrors and left.
We did House of Mirrors. And then we did watch a kid on a date with a girl. And it was the saddest display of ice skating I've ever seen in my life. It was.
Yeah.
Unbelievable mall, though. Just a real piece of shit. Very big.
Yeah.
Roosevelt Field?
No. Roosevelt Field, great. The Xanadu, as it used to be called, right next to Giant Stadium. Bad. Anyway. That's it. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Thumbs up if you're on YouTube. That's it. For Coley, Ken Jack, Che, KB, Nick, Owen, Jeff, we'll talk to you next time.